Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please like, share, review, and subscribe. Anyone watch Silicon Valley? It's a sitcom on HBO or something. there's a character on that show. His name is Jared. And he's this like quiet, wormy, unbelievably loyal dude, right? And every episode, he very nonchalantly ends up saying something that makes you realize he has got this really unbelievably crazy backstory, right? Everything from, you know, living in somebody's basement, being a prostitute, like just crazy, just shocking. And the rest of the characters just let it flit on by because he handles it so nonchalantly. This is an interesting thing to me. And I notice it every time I watch the show. It wasn't in really the forefront of my mind until I started really getting the message that this week our discussion would be about what makes people who they are. And this backstory behind the facade, the illusion of the way that we look, and how it's interesting when you get to know it, and even more interesting when you are it. The thing is, you can never fully know anyone. You'll never know every one of their struggles or every one of their joys. And as you learn, you'll be surprised at the stories behind the faces that you meet. I was at an event this weekend where I knew everyone and no one else knew each other. And it was fascinating to watch the conversations and the interactions and for me to know the background behind these people and to realize that as they spoke to each other, the others only knew who was right in front of them, the very small part of that human being that was standing right there in the kitchen or on the patio. You know, each of us is so unique, and it is incredible to learn who and what other people have seen and what they have been through. But it is also a really beautiful thing to be one of those who have seen the shit hit the fan and now is able to sit in calm and confidence among the others who have never seen such things. Each path is different and equal in value, but for those of us who have seen some of the truly crazy shit in the world, more empathy is required to not judge others and their experiences too harshly. I'm going to share a few stories with you today. I could share some of my own, but that's not what this is for. Today, I'm going to share just a few people that I know and the stories behind them so we can get into this discussion about what makes us who we are and who we can become because of or instead. So the first person I'm going to share with you, we're going to call her Katie today. Okay. So Katie is someone I have been seeing for a very, very long time. I absolutely adore this human being. The first time that I met her, she walked in and I immediately felt this overwhelming, just fear, anger, hatred, violence. It was as if I was being pinned down to the table. She saw that on my face and immediately started to cry. She says, "I'm so sorry I brought that here with me." But as soon as she acknowledged it, it lifted. And it was in that moment that she began her healing process, or, well, maybe not began it, but definitely expedited it. Okay? You see, this young woman, Katie, she came home from school one day a little bit early and opened the door and discovered something none of us ever want to see. She found in her home that her father had murdered her mother and killed himself. I can't even begin to allow myself to entertain the scene there and the horrible gamut of emotions that this child went through. Now, this has been over 20 years ago, right? And when you meet Katie, you would never think that she had seen such horrible things. She is a professional. She is a mother. She is fun. You know, she doesn't carry some heavy, horrible thing around with her. And yet she has seen and been through some crazy, horrible things, not excluding the way that she was treated by family and sometimes continues to be since this thing that was in no way, shape, or form her fault. Now, from Katie's point of view, it is very difficult to imagine that she could really have a whole lot of sympathy for anybody who has seen just about anything that the average person has seen. And yet she does. The universe has challenged her to do so. Because as horrible as that moment in time was for her, there are moments for other people that are seemingly minuscule that are equally devastating to them. She has a friend who a couple of years ago was having a crisis of his own, okay? He had never seen death. He had never seen anything remotely close to death. And his parents' dog died, okay? His parents' dog died, not the dog he was raised with, the dog his parents have had since he was an adult, and they don't even live in the same state. But this death just got inside of him and was causing a lot of emotional turmoil. At first, you can imagine what must have hit Katie's mind. I mean, how can you make this so unbelievably huge? But the universe was challenging her to see something that, even though I can tell these two stories and they seem so unbelievably, dramatically, emotionally different, this man had never been confronted with death before. And for him, in his world of experience, this was equal in value to the day that Katie found her parents. You know, we sit back and we see other people and we really have no idea who we're talking to. It's remarkable, right? And then there are those of us who sit back and listen to others and we think, if they only knew what I had seen, if they could only see their experience through my eyes. And yet they can't because it's not their curriculum. And so we have to recognize that no matter what they're studying, no matter what their course of study in this school of life is, it is equal in value to our own. Whether they come out the other side a licensed bartender or a brain surgeon, it is equal in value. And it doesn't matter where they started out. I have someone else I'd like to share with you. We'll call her Mary today. Mary makes $250,000 a year. She works for a big law firm and she is hot shit, right? It is still very much a man's world where she is, and she is the fiery, very qualified, very powerful queen amongst these men that she calls out on their bullshit whenever the opportunity arises. What you would not know looking at Mary was what her childhood looked like. Her mother was married many times and they lived in mobile homes, and she was, I think she said she was around 7 or 8 when the man her mother happened to be with at the time was beating her up yet again. She has the vivid memory of him slamming her head into the counter and horrible things when she noticed his gun sitting on the table in the hallway. This little girl, this child, picks up the gun, walks into the kitchen, points it at this asshole, and cocks it. And she says, get your hands off my mother and get the fuck out of my house. That man left. And the next day, they packed up all their shit and they moved away. She saved 2, maybe 3, maybe more lives that day. What if she had not? What if she didn't get up? What if she didn't do that? Her life would be different. Unbelievably, markedly different. And yet you look at this woman who lives in a far north suburb with her perfect little family and her unbelievable career, and you would never know what she saw as a child, what she did. It was funny because when she first shared it with me, there was still some kind of layer of guilt in there. And I said, what the fuck? You are a goddess, right? You saved lives that day. What would your mother have gone on to do or be or allow around her if a child hadn't had the wisdom and the balls to say something changes today? So maybe you're talking to that soccer mom. Don't assume that everything has been peaches for her. Don't assume that it's a silver spoon in her mouth, because chances are she fought to become who she is. There are equal yokes and different loads, and there are people who struggle to make ends meet and cannot get their shit together, who have had nothing but roses handed to them their whole lives. And there are the people that they envy, that they like to assume have never seen heartache, who have literally been to hell and back. Be careful who you judge. Be careful what you assume. What's the difference between someone who thrives and someone who suffers? It is perspective. It is insight. And it is choice. It is the decision that I will overcome, that I will be something different, someone different. I will learn from the family that I chose, from the circumstances I have landed in. I will ask myself, what do I learn and how do I grow? And I will learn and grow, and I will be something different and new. Like Nina. Nina is an older woman that I see. Forgive me, Nina, not that much older. She is a mother of adult children. She looks like that sweet mom that everybody would want to just hug and be near, who could just tell you that everything's going to be okay and is just the sweetest thing, and probably did nothing but pick berries with her own grandma when she was young. And yet this woman has seen some shit that sounds like make-believe. She was molested as a child, and that led her to soliciting sex before she was even a teenager, and even to prostitution as an adult. She is a writer now, which I've known for some time. I've known this backstory. I did just get a little added fact this week. Turns out she used to be a writer for Penthouse. Now that by itself would be shocking enough. You meet this sweet mommy lady and you find out she used to be a writer for Penthouse. Like, let's all remember that our mothers have sexual history. But you look at her and her sweet family and you're like, holy crap, she was a prostitute. And now she is forgiven. She is this new person. And she seems just sweet and amazing. But now there's this whole other layer of things that we don't know beneath the surface. She is fighting. She is battling her health. This woman hasn't been able to eat solid food in nearly 20 years. 20 years. Can you imagine not eating a cheeseburger for 20 years? Or my vegans, you know, a celery stick. She hasn't been able to eat anything in 20 years. And yet she's happy. I have trouble thinking that that I could be happy if I couldn't eat. And to top it all off, yes, she's happily married. But she has been completely madly in love with somebody else for her entire life. Someone she doesn't get to be with. And she has learned to accept that love too. The layers of this woman are astounding. I'm not even going to guess how old she is, but I know she's old enough to be my mom too. And I look at her and I just want to see the sweet mommy. And then I remember she has been to hell and back more times than most. And for a minute it makes me sad, but then I remember, look at this queen. She has overcome and she continues to overcome. She is evolving as we all can. So two sides to the story, right? One, don't assume anything about anyone. Don't assume that the thing going on behind their eyes or within their energy has anything to do with you, because you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they've tapped into, what your story, your thing has touched inside of them. That reaction most likely has nothing to do with you. And do not let insecurity, envy, or any other bullshit keep you from realizing that someone who inspires you is perfect. Someone who is struggling is perfect. We're all doing the best that we can. For some people, their best is to walk away. For others, their best is to cuss you out. For others, their best is to make it difficult to believe that their life hasn't been perfect every step of the way. You never know who people are. I have Trisha, who again seems like a normal mom, and yet she has been channeling from spirit. She has written books that no one else has seen but her and me. You don't know what people have seen or who people are. And sometimes it's very base human stuff. Like Tracy. Tracy's very, very overweight. She's very sick. The diabetes and the thyroid, and the doctors have told her again and again, it's all about her weight. Now, let's be clear. This woman isn't overweight because of these things. She has these things because she's overweight. And she'd come in many times and we'd talked and talked about taking this by the balls. And she knows exactly what to do. This is someone who is blessed with a metabolism and a body that she does know what it would take to lose weight and get strong, and yet she continues to not do it. Do you know why? Because she thinks that if she was thin and healthy, she would be forced to show up. Let me tell you something. When and where you show up is up to you. You don't have to make yourself sick and miserable to show up or to not show up. Understand, I see this all the time. People who get sick or stay sick because it allows them to quit doing what they don't want to do anymore. Please just choose instead. Just choose. I want to be clear that I do not judge you. And I would hope that anybody you find within the community that builds around this podcast would not judge you. If your problems are small but huge to you, they are equal in value to Katie losing her parents. I mean, we can put everything on this continuum of what humanly seems awful, but we do all come in with different goals. Some people come to be a husband and a father. That's what they come to master. That's it. Some people come just to have the very human experience of, you know, being born and having a life and eventually being a grandparent. They come just for that. And so they sign up with a sort of different layer of challenges and classes and exams to take. And some of us show up to wake up. We show up. We come here to figure out the truth of who we are spiritually, to awaken. And there are times that it is absolutely required that we get shaken to our core, that we get forced awake. And there are people of all ages with this, but I've said it before, and I know it to be true, that people right around my age and older, most of us who came to awaken came in with trial by fire. We said, what will I experience early on to shake me awake? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? It's okay. It's okay if you have seen the world shake. It is okay if your life has crumbled. The question is, what are you gonna do with it? And the thing you have to do for yourself and every one of us on this path, make no assumptions. You do not know what someone has seen. You do not know who that soccer mom is. You do not know who that rich guy is. You do not know who that pretty girl is. You do not know. You do not know what they have seen. You do not know who they are. Let them be equal in value. Let their life be equal in value to yours, and recognize that yours is equal in value to theirs, even if you are one of us on the balcony. Right? As we awaken, there is this layer we get to where we are up on the balcony and we see things from a different perspective and we hear other people talk and we just want to tell them, learn something, grow, be different, change it, switch your view, have a different perspective. Some people aren't ready. Smile from the balcony if you're one up there. And if you're not quite there yet, do not scoff at the people on the balcony. Those who cannot achieve the balcony are not aware it exists. And so see those people up there as evidence that you can get there too. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay. Do the best that you can every day. Be the best that you can every day. Catch yourself being a bitch and just say, I'm sorry. That works. Because the people who matter will catch up. You don't need to be understood. Who people think you are has absolutely nothing to do with the truth of you. Be you. Be the best you can be. And if they are meant to see it too, they will catch up. And if not, they will fall away. We don't need so many people, just the right ones. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today for this week's episode of Lessons from the Universe. If you love it, please help us attract a bigger audience, more people like you ready to continue down this path to awakening. If you love the podcast, please like, share, review, and let me know how you found me so I can find others just like you. Till next week, beloved. Namaste.